Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So I know you're a business person. I know business is always on your mind 24 hours a day. I know you're focused on business because that's what business people do. It's not a job. It's a way of life. And we think about business all the time. We think about how to make it better, how to make it more profitable, how to have it more cohesive. But there are other things you do outside of your business. Possibly you are into baseball, and you can recite the batting average of your favorite player, how many home runs, how many hits, how many errors they have. Or possibly you are a NASCAR fan, and you can look at NASCAR and you can go, here is, you can talk about the history of NASCAR. You can talk about where NASCAR really came from, because most people don't realize that NASCAR was the people that were the moonshiners, that running moonshine and souping up their cars to try to get away from the federal agents. And when on the weekends they would race cars, that was actually the beginning of NASCAR, and it's become quite a sport and absolutely quite an operation, and it's just incredible how it's taken the country by storm. It's not just people in the South. It's not just people in the Midwest. It's people all over the country that watch NASCAR. And you can talk about the statistics. You can look at the next race and you can go, here's who I think is going to win. Or maybe you like to see how they pull into the pits, and in no time at all, they've changed four times and made adjustments, and they're off and have a fuel tank, a full tank of fuel in seconds, where you go to the car dealer and you sit hours. So you focus on things, you know things, you understand things. But the question is, how well do you know your competition? You may know your business, you may know what your business does, you may know how it operates, but do you really understand how the competition operates? Because the competition that you're up against is the people that you need to do better. You need to be perceived better. You need to do better work. You need to have a better reputation. You need to have a reason for your pricing, not necessarily better pricing, but a logical reason for your pricing. Have you taken time to study the competition? Now, we certainly want to do it in a legal, ethical way, but there is so much information out there, the websites, the brochures, what salespeople are telling you that they've come up against, and are they coming up against the same people all the time? Are you losing work to the same people all the time? The better you can understand your competition and understand why they are winning orders that you are not, the more successful you'll be. The more you'll be able to modify your business, the more you'll be able to win those contracts. So it's okay to study the competition. It's important to study the competition. It's important to understand who they are, what they bring to the table, because that's the one thing about business today. There are very few businesses that don't have competition. If you take your particular field of endeavor and you pull it up in the internet, you can see lots of companies that do the same thing that you do. So let's make a study. Let's see why they are successful. Or conversely, let's see why they're not successful. Do they have poor customer service? Do they have pricing that doesn't work? Do they have employees that are not pleasant, that don't give the value to the customer? Everything that the competition does that we can observe legally and ethically, we want to observe because we want to do better than they do in the absolute good things, and we want to make sure that we're not making the same mistakes that they're making. It's called competition. We have to compete every single day. And what are we competing for? We're competing for success. We're competing for dollars. We're competing for the right to serve the customer. And when we win that right, we win at the game of business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.